Good morning. Thank you, Michael, for leading us in those songs. Hope we can get through this today with my voice. Hope I don't get coughing up a storm. Today, it's titled, A Little Leaven. I remember watching my grandmother bake at times in the kitchen, and she would put yeast in, and it didn't take a lot of yeast. For bread or different pastries and cakes and stuff to rise. And keep that in the back of our minds, because that's the way it is in life. Sometimes it does not take much of anything to have a ripple effect in our lives. In Galatians 5, verses 7 through 10, this is the passage that Don read for us this morning in our scripture reading. Paul would write to the Galatians. He says, "You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is." The Galatians were having trouble with some false teaching coming in. And Paul was telling them, in fact, most of the letter was addressing this false teaching, that you've got to deal with false teaching. You cannot let it come in. Case closed. And that's what Paul's talking about in context here in this passage in Galatians. It says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. He would say the same thing to the Corinthians, and Jesus would say the same thing in Matthew 16. So this is not just, you know, something Paul was talking about. This is a common theme of a little of something can go a long way. In this context, we're talking about negative. The negative effects, whether it be of behaviors, of attitudes. And let's just call it what it is, sin. You know, it's easy to kind of give sin different names, but it is sin. In this context, in Galatians, it was false doctrine. And Paul was saying a little false doctrine can creep in and spread and grow really big. And he was warning the Christians then, as he is today, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. It has effects on you. That ripple effect, whether it be the behaviors in our lives, the sin in our lives, we let it creep in, we let it take over. That's not our intention. I'll just dabble a little bit in something. But pretty soon it's taken over our lives, and we get to the point, how did my life get this bad? How did I get to this point in my life? A little leaven leavens the whole lump. And it has a negative effect on us. In Proverbs 6, verse 27, it reads, "Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not get burned?" It's a good question. It's a very logical question. A simple question, but very direct. You cannot take fire to your bosom and not expect your clothes to be singed, to be burned. We cannot dabble in sin. Oh, I'm not going to sin. I'm just going to get right up to the line. Well, if that's the game we're playing, we've already lost. If the game we're playing is to see how close we can get, we've already lost. In Psalms 40, verse 12, it reads, "For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me." Have you ever been like that, where you didn't start off, you didn't intend for all those iniquities to catch up to you, and before long, you realize they've overtaken your life? Not only does it affect you, it affects others. A lot of people I've heard will say, "It's none of your business, it's my life, it only affects me." Usually not. It affects others. The peer pressure, the false message, and we were talking about this in Bible class this morning, about people get the false message. I think Carolyn was using the example how she got a spanking once by her mom because the bad message that it would give to the other kids, that if this went unpunished, what would the effects be? And the message that it's okay, that if things aren't addressed, sin is acceptable. Not only acceptable, it gets to where the world actually promotes it, advertises it. We lose the credibility with others. As we, as Christians, want to maybe have an influence on others, if we've let sin creep in just a little, how can we teach others if we've got this sin hanging in our life? We might teach them the proper message. We can be totally right in our message, but we've lost the credibility because they see us as a hypocrite. It affects others, and we don't want that to happen. In Proverbs 12, verse 26, we get the warning, the command, and the warning. Now, kids, school's getting ready to start. Not too, it's right around the corner. I know, I'm crying too. It says, the righteous should choose his friends carefully. As you go back to school and you start meeting new people, don't be friends with those troublemakers, with the bad kids. And kids, it's not just you. Your moms and dads, we don't need to be making friends with bad people. We don't need to be hanging around people that negative rubs off on us. It says the righteous should choose his friends carefully, and it explains why. For the way of the wicked leads them astray. Bad friends have a way of having a negative influence. A little leaven leavens the whole bunch, leavens the whole lump. Paul addresses the same issue in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. He says, do not be deceived. He starts his message, this command out. Don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. You can have the best intentions and have good habits, but you start hanging around the wrong people, it disrupts that. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. We can't let that in. Jesus talks about the loss of credibility in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7. He says, "And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own'? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." A lot of times, if we let sin into our life, even a little bit, we lose the credibility. We go to somebody else to want to share the gospel. Well, who are you? You're trying to tell me how to be a Christian, and look at your life. We don't want to lose the credibility, because we can have the right thing to say, but if our life doesn't match up to it, it falls on deaf ears. We're seen, as Jesus says, hypocrite. In Romans 16, verse 17, Paul wrote, "Now I urge you," those are some strong words, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them." Don't condone. Don't just get along for the sake of getting along. Note those and avoid them. We don't want to dabble with bad, whether it be false teaching, bad behavior. Why? Because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. But you know what? In the context we were looking at in Galatians, it was kind of a negative concept. But a little leaven can have a positive influence also. You know, have you ever been in a group of people and it's just kind of a Debbie Downer group, and all of a sudden somebody comes in all cheery, and it changes everything around? The encouragement that people can have, it's infectious. Encouragement and happy feelings are infectious. Being a good example, you may want to do that, and then you see somebody else doing it, it gives you the courage to want to do it too. And it bolsters us. It bolsters us when we see others living up to being a Christian to do the same thing. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul is telling them, keep it up, but he's encouraging them. He says, "Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing." He's acknowledging they've been doing that. You keep it up because it's infectious, and you guys just, you feed off of it. A little leaven. Paul would write to his beloved Timothy in chapter 4, verse 12. He says, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example." An example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That's a good kind of a little leaven, because that will spread to others. The ripple effect those behaviors will have. Philippians 4:9, Paul says, "The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you." One thing I really liked about Paul, Paul wasn't one of those do as I say, not as I do. When he told you to do something, it was because he was doing it also. And I tell you, that's very frustrating. Talk about a hypocrite. You hear somebody telling you to do something, but they're not living up to it themselves. Paul says the things that you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. Those little things, let it spread amongst you. And we're going to close up with another passage by Paul to the Philippians. Paul was under house arrest. And in the first, they'd been worried about him. And one of the first things he's doing in chapter 1 is he's letting them know everything's fine with me. And he says, and most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Because Paul was in captivity, they thought, if Paul can do it, so can I. And the ripple effect for others, when they see good behavior, godly behavior, righteous behavior, it rubs off and it encourages others. Paul gave the warning, a little leaven leavens the whole lump, not only for good ways, but also bad. The lesson is yours. If you had the opportunity to get the outline, all the scriptures that we use today are on the outline. If you didn't get a chance to get one, there should be some on the table in the foyer. Might come in handy on your daily devotionals this week. If you need to respond to the invitation through repentance, don't keep trying to be a good example with sin in your life, because it's backfiring. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. If you need to put your Lord on in baptism, if you need to repent of sin in your life, if you would like to identify with us here and be a member of South Valley, whatever your need, if you need prayers of the congregation, please come forward while Michael leads us in the invitation song, and we'll address your needs. Let's stand and sing together.